all on your own today, are you now?
Yes, I am. I'm so nervous.
Oh, shut up. Trust me, there's like three people listening.
One of them
is probably my mother. Then the other's Chris Kale driving to work now. And then the third, who knows, it could be anybody out there. But no, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
No Shauna Berkey over there today, so you are, listen.
Solo, without why the floaties.
When the cat's away, the mice will play, right? Is that
right?
Shauna was keeping us in line last week and yesterday, but now she's gone back to her normal spot. You can hear her, of course, later on this afternoon, beginning at 3 o'clock.
She's probably sleeping right now.
She is probably sleeping, although her ears are burning as she is sleeping as we talk about her. She prepared you well, though.
I hope so.
All the technical aspects and everything. Listen, for those who don't know, you've never worked in radio before.
No.
So this is your
first for me.
Your first time.
TV is so different compared to radio.
Now, I wanted to ask you, when you went to school, we're both alums of the Ohio Center for Broadcasting, now known as the Ohio Media School.
Correct.
Right? That's what they call themselves.
yes.
Yeah, I know they changed their name, also changed locations. But anyway, when you went to school, did you want to get into TV specifically?
Mm-hmm. Specifically,
that
yes.
That was your avenue?
Yeah.
So then now you wound up in the radio biz.
I did.
Kind of explain how that happened.
It was really, I really was just the luck of the draw. I was placed into an internship. I had an interview, and whenever I was there, the anchor that I interviewed with, she took me under her wing for about 2 months, and then after that, she asked me if I wanted a job.
You're like, yes.
I'm 19, and I said, absolutely.
I'll take it.
So I got pretty lucky because they were on a hiring freeze at one point. And,
wow.
So,
Channel 19 is where you hail from. But for those who don't know, we mentioned it before, you are a New Philadelphia alum.
I am.
You grew up in Tuscarawas County, moved away for a little bit, but now you're back.
Now I'm back.
Sweet. All right. And, of course, your impression of radio. I mean, I know we're all a bunch of weirdos. Be careful.
No.
Careful what you say.
No.
We're not as pretty as you UTV folk.
No.
There.
Radio has been fun. It's been interesting, and I'm learning a lot.
Cool.
I'm excited.
I tell you what. Somebody out there should be excited right now, because what I do have is the winner for our Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge. Of course, we know that the national championship was last night. That team from up north, they got smacked around by Villanova.
Thank goodness.
Final was 79-62. And why this thing started at 9:20, I have no freaking idea.
Were you awake?
I was up till a little bit after 11, and Villanova was putting it to him, and I said, this bad boy's over. The Indians were up 5-0. I said, this bad boy is probably over. I sailed off and went to sleep. But no, Nova, their second title in 3 years, beat up on Michigan last night, 79-62, the final, which means, Michelle, we do have the winner for our Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge. I'm going to make this drum roll about as long as I possibly can. Just hit this button a couple times. For folks who don't know, it was sponsored by Weaver Appliance. Our Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge, our second annual. Also, big shout out to TMK Valley Propane and Pace Landscape Supply. It's pretty good, right? You'll get good with your fingers one day like this on this touchscreen. If touchscreen were out, I wouldn't be able to do this. All right, without further ado, the winner of the $500 gift card to Weaver Appliance via the Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge, presented by Weaver Appliance, of course, is the bracket name Show Me the Money. Probably what is the best bracket name.
That is a great name.
They are the winner. Don't know if they're a male or female, but Show Me the Money, the winner for the $500 to Weaver Appliance. Congrats
to
you.
Prize.
I know. I mean, it was basically no charge to them. I don't mean basically. It was no charge to them. All they had to do was sign up, fill out a bracket. Now they're getting $500 to Weaver Appliance to go towards some fabulous appliance for their home. You want to know who second place is? I won't go along with the drum roll. This time. Second place wins prizes, too. That's Brent Reniker. Congrats, Brent. Show Me the Money and Brent, they had Villanova winning last night as their champion. So, of course, that helped. Brent, your prize, family four-pack of tickets to Midvale Speedway and $25 to Walnut Creek Cheese. So, Brent Reneker, congrats to you. I tell you what, Roadie 10, Hangle 1229, Cue Ball, Carrie, Nicholas, Gino's Garage. This is Mrs. Amanda Murphy, Benson 97. All those folks in the running, too. But there could only be one and one only, and that is Show Me the Money. $500.
I love that name.
Yeah, great bracket name.
Mm-hmm.
It is our second annual Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge. Thanks to, I think that was your computer over there.
Yeah,
right?
It was Chris Kale.
What was Chris Kale saying?
Good morning. Good job this morning.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Kale. We're only trying to do live radio over here. How did that sneak through your computer on the text line?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think there's a way to turn the sound off. We're gonna have to turn that off over there. But anyway, no. Congrats to all the folks who got in and signed up. A great contest like this isn't made great without great contestants like yourselves. So pat yourselves on the back. By the way, Babbling Brook on this side of things, she won the staff side for the Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge. She was actually in second place overall, Babbling Brook. Yeah. Adam Sawesky, he works for Big Z Sports, he's a stringer for us, came in second place. Mary Alice, she came in third place amongst
the staff. That's impressive.
And believe it or not, Mary was actually 12th overall.
I didn't know she liked sports.
She doesn't. she was reluctant to even fill out a bracket.
Good for her.
I sort of had to sort of force her to do so, and she did. Joe Geckler, 13th overall. He's fourth amongst the staff. Al Little, head of sales, he's fifth. Me, I'm sixth, but 59th overall. That's not good. That's not good.
Shouldn't Joe have been higher since he's
sports director?
Sports director?
Yeah, you would think, but I mean, listen, he's higher than he was last year, so baby steps.
baby steps
at this point in time. The third member of the Outsiders, a.k.a. Big Z Sports, that being Chris Kale, dead last, 75th place. Yeah, he didn't fare so well. Chris, hope you're still listening. Text us now, Chris Kale. Text us your response for coming in last to the Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge. He already paid his dues. He took Joe and I out to lunch, so it's...
Well, that was nice.
It's all good. Indeed. But once again, Show Me Z Money. Well, hey, you're going to see Z Money. $500 to Weaver Appliance. Congrats to you, Brent Reneker, our second place winner. And Weaver Appliance, thanks again for sponsoring our Big Z Sports Big Bracket Challenge. You came on board a little too late. So next year we'll see where you fall, Michelle.
Yes,
within the bracket challenge.
I'm always up for a challenge.
Is your husband a college basketball fan? Does he fill out the bracket?
We
and do
love
all
sports.
Do you?
In our house? Yeah.
So did you fill out a bracket or?
So this year it fell in between our moving, so I didn't get to
didn't
do it
happen?
This year.
Gotcha.
No, and it's kind of. But I'm kind of glad we didn't, because with all of the upsets,
yeah,
I would have definitely failed.
Listen, what do you mean? You're not, but you're not busy. You only have a newborn, and you just moved, and you're starting a new job. You're not busy or anything.
Not at all.
Fill out that college basketball bracket.
That is at the top of my priority list.
Should be. Good grief.
Right.
Oh, hey! Once again, congrats to those folks. We'll announce the winners and give them some recognition throughout the morning.